Random House Audio presents Takedown 20, a Stephanie Plum novel by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King.
Chapter 1. It was late at night, and Lula and I had been staking out Salvatore Sinucci, better known as Uncle Sonny, when Lula spotted Jimmy Spit. Spit had his prehistoric Cadillac Eldorado parked on the fringe of the Trenton Public Housing Projects half a block from Sinucci's apartment, and he had the trunk lit up.
"Hold on here," Lula said. "Jimmy's open for business, and it looks to me like he got a trunk full of handbags. I might need one of them. A girl can never have too many handbags."
Minutes later, Lula was examining a purple Brahmin bag studded with what Spit claimed were Swarovski crystals.
"Are you sure this is an authentic Brahmin bag?" Lula asked Spit. "I don't want no cheap-ass imitation."
"I have it on good authority these are the real deal," Spit said. "And just for you, I'm only charging $10. How could you go wrong?"
Lula slung the bag over her shoulder to take it for a test drive, and a giraffe loped past us. It continued on down the road, turning at 16th Street and disappearing into the darkness.
"I didn't see that," Lula said.
"I didn't see that neither," Spit said. "You want to buy this handbag or what?"
"That was a giraffe," I said. "It turned the corner at 16th Street."
"Probably go on the 7-Eleven," Spit said. "Get a Slurpee."
A black Cadillac Escalade with tinted windows and a satellite dish attached to the roof sped past us and hooked a left at 16th. There was the sound of tires screeching to a stop, then gunfire and an ungodly shriek.
"Not only didn't I see that giraffe," Spit said, "but I also didn't see that car or hear that shit happening."
He grabbed the $10 from Lula, slammed the trunk...